out here this evening and share this time with us. It's a time we are looking forward to, I'm sure. A verse, as I was thinking about this, one verse that I'd like to share with you all. It's a familiar one out of Psalms 34, verse 3. It says, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." The NIV says, "Glorify the Lord." And I really like that. We're here to glorify the Lord. The Reflection Choir is here tonight to share with us. And I'm sure we're going to experience some talent. Some probably pretty good talent. And that is great, and that is fun to experience that and all. And we want to do that. But as the verse says here, let's remember what we're actually here for. We're here to glorify our Maker, the one who gave each one of us those talents. And thank you all for coming, and let's glorify our Maker together. We'll turn it to the Reflection Choir at this time.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Kuja, Tumekuja, Kuinba Kuja, We have come to sing. To make good. tune. It is Osama Kami Emmanuel, just in a different language. When I think of this song, when I hear this song, I often think of the longing that the people felt before Christ's coming, the longing for deliverance. And a lot of the songs we're singing tonight are of that place of questions and wondering and then the promises that God gives. But this song is that place of longing, is that place of wanting God to come and deliver. And so I hope that wherever you're at this evening, that you can just feel that longing in your heart and direct that to a God who is here with us and is a Savior and does give us promises to stand on for every day.
Veni, veni, Emmanuel, captivum sove Israel.
Begin to
Good evening. It's really good to be singing at a place where a lot of faces are familiar. So, Reflection Choir, we cover all of our own expenses in order that we can do an offering project every year. And this year we've decided to send our money to somewhere that's really special to me, which is Redeeming Rain Center in Cambodia, which a lot of you here are already familiar with. Redeeming Rain Center is an English school in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, that is operated under the umbrella of Destinations International. If you know anything about Cambodia, you already be aware that human trafficking is a major problem there, especially with young boys and girls. As our team was seeking God about what he would have us to do in Cambodia, we felt called to work with this issue. In preparation for starting our ministry, we met with the leader of an organization that is very involved in doing rescue work all over Cambodia. It was during this meeting that we were made aware of a neighborhood in the city that has over 80 brothels in a one-mile stretch of road. Just the week previous, they had raided a brothel in that area that was making over $1 million with just 9 girls, and that would be in a year. He told us, we can keep going in and doing rescues, but for every boy or girl we take out, there are 10 more the traffickers can bring in. Until Jesus moves into this neighborhood, nothing is going to change. And that's how the vision for Redeeming Rain Center was birthed. The goal of the center is not to work with people who have already been trafficked, but to prevent them from ever being trafficked in the first place. In Cambodia, if a child speaks English, they are 62% less likely to be trafficked. In the majority of cases, because traffickers prey on the most vulnerable in the society, desperate parents are tricked into sending their children away for a job because they need the money in order to survive. But if a child knows English, they will think that their chances for going to college and succeeding in life are much higher and will not send them away for work. The center opened in February of 2017, and currently there are about 50 children that come 5 days a week to the center to study. On Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, they learn English. And on Wednesdays, there is a Bible class, which is a little bit like Kids Club. They have story time, singing, Bible memory, crafts, and games. From connections made in the community, through the center, a small church has also started meeting, and many of the children who attend classes during the week are also coming to Sunday services. It is amazing to see what God has done in the past few years, and we are excited to see what He will continue to do in the future. If you would like to learn more about the center, you can visit redeemingraincenter.org, or you can feel free to come talk to me after the service. Thank you for supporting what God is doing in Cambodia through your financial gifts, and if you remember to do so, pray that this neighborhood would be transformed by Jesus' power.
Up some faces with some names in the back of your program. We're going to have the choir introduce themselves and say their names and maybe say the town you're from, maybe how far you had to drive to practice, and then any other random fact you'd like. So let's start with Brett.
About 50 minutes from here, and I go to New Covenant Mennonite in Lititz.
My name is Joe Fox. I live in Narbonne, Pennsylvania, and I go to Mountain Spring Mennonite Church.
My name is Conrad Neuswanger. I live in Blue Ball, and that's about 15 minutes from practice and about 45 minutes from here, or tonight, half an hour.
My name is Carissa Martin. I live 5 minutes from here. I go to Wommelsdorf. Oh, no. I go to Meckville. And we have a half an hour drive to practice.
My name is Michaela Ressler, and I'm from Ephrata, Pennsylvania, which is about 40 minutes from here.
My name is Jody Snader, and I live in Five Pointville, if you know where that is. And just last week, I moved.
My name is Kirsten Good. I live in New Providence, which is probably over an hour from here. And I forget what else I was going to say.
My name is Dorcas Nisley. I have about 10 minutes to practice, and 2 years ago I was the oldest member in choir, and nothing has changed.
My name is Willie Heggie. I am from Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, New Hope Mennonite, and yesterday afternoon I took a nap in the trunk of a car.
My name is Kelvin Stauffer, and I have about 45 minutes to practice. I go to East Hanover Mennonite, and I live in Grantville.
I'm Kyle Bates, and I got 35 minutes to practice.
My name is Jason Bauman, and I live about 5 minutes away from Kelvin's house.
My name is Kyle Schwartz. I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I have about 50 minutes to practice.
My name is Whitney Petersheim, and I'm running on lack of sleep from this weekend with the youth group.
I'm Abby Martin. I also live 5 minutes from here, but I have about a half an hour to practice.
My name's Emily Bollinger. I live in Reinholds, and so I had about 20 minutes to practice.
My name's Kayla Bates, and I'm from Lebanon. I have about 35 minutes from practice.
My name is Jennifer Martin. I'm from Orrstown. I have about an hour and a half to practice and about the same distance here. And overall, 5 years I've been in choir, it's about 170 hours of travel for practices.
My name is Troy Risser, and I go to Lichty's Mennonite Church. I had about 13 to 15 minutes to practice, and I have 8 nieces and nephews.
My name is Brandon Fox. I'm from New Covenant Mennonite Church. I have about 10 minutes to practice. Also, yesterday I got a haircut. The barber got the wrong attachment, and now I feel like Conrad.
I'm Trell Charles. I'm from Elizabethtown, and I have about 45 minutes to practice.
My name is Ben Fox. I'm from Narvon. I go to Mountain Spring Mennonite Church, and I have about 20 minutes to practice.
I'm Trent Charles. I live in Elizabethtown, and it's probably a good hour from here.
I'm Courtney Oberholzer, and I live in Myerstown, which is about 30 minutes from practice.
I'm Sarah Forrester, and I live in Chambersburg. It's about an hour and a half from practice, and I also have four cousins in the choir.
My name is Nicole Stauffer. I'm from Wernersville, and I go to Parkview Mennonite Church.
My name is Anna Martin. I live in Lititz, and I go to New Covenant Mennonite Church in Lititz.
My name's Linnell Hess, and I'm from close to Gettysburg, and we had about an hour and 15 minutes to practice.
My name is Brianna Martin. I'm from Denver, and I have about 15 minutes to practice.
My name is Sheldon Hess. I'm from New Oxford, and it all depended on who drove. If it was my sister driving, it was the hour and 15. If it was me driving, it was an hour and 10.
I'm Winston Martin. I'm from Shippensburg, and I was driving around with somebody in my trunk.
I'm Ellen Stauffer, and I live in Wernersville, and it's about half hour to practice.
My name is Andrew Hess. I go to Cornerstone Mennonite Church, which is about 50 minutes away, which also means that I have about 50 minutes to practice.
I'm Alex Heggie. I live in Shippensburg and go to New Hope Mennonite Church in about an hour and a half drive to practice.
My name is Tyrell Greiner, and I go to New Covenant Mennonite Church in Lititz.
My name is Sherry Fox, and I live in Reading, which would give me about 35 minutes to practice. And in exactly 12 hours and 55 minutes, I'm going to be starting my first year teaching school.
I am Kaylin Beachy, and I'm from Narbonne. And I tend to be directionally lost sometimes, so I don't really know how far away I am.
I'm Jaleesa Yoder. I live in Paradise, which is about an hour and 15 from here.
I am Bree Byler. I also live in Millersville, which is about 50 minutes from here, and I have never had any corrective lenses or braces.
I'm Rochelle Zook. I live in Myerstown, and I had 30 minutes to practice.
I'm Natalie Rivera. I live in Stevens, and I have about 10 minutes to practice.
I'm Holly Root. I go to Parkview Mennonite Church, and I have exactly 3 minutes to practice.
My name is Karen Martin. I'm from Orrstown, which gives me about an hour and a half to practice. I go to New Hope Mennonite Church, and I got back from Michigan at 3 o'clock this morning.
I'm Danielle Bacher, and I live in Lebanon and go to New Covenant Mennonite Church in Lititz.
I'm Kedrick Yoder. I live in Reading, PA, and I was once the lead role in a low-budget play.
That was this morning.
I'm Troy Stauffer, also from East Hanover Mennonite, live in Grantville. It's good to be here at Wilmersdorf again, see Tim here. He's the one who kind of started off this choir, and now he's here watching me, making me nervous. Got Mark and Cheryl, our choir parents. We appreciate them a lot. So, yeah, we are from many different backgrounds, as you heard, and many different areas, but we all love God, and we love singing, and we have a lot of fun. So it's good to be here with you this evening. We'll continue our program singing about the promise of guidance in this broken world.
Thank you.
servant Moses, righteousness being restored.
And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore,
still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpet call, lift your voice, is the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh.
Oh.
And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise.
And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world.
And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, is the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah, 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 there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Holy God, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun.
There's no God like
Jehovah. Lift your voice. There's no God like Jehovah. The year of Jubilee.
There's no God like Jehovah.
And out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Thank you.
No more sorrow, no more.
Two final songs yet, and the next one is Go Into the World. We've sung this every year so far, the Reflection Choir, and this is our prayer, I guess, as a choir, that we would go from here, not just be a choir together, but we would take God's love into the world from here. We'd go into the world. So if there's any alumni, we'd love to have you come up and sing. I see lots of alumni. So alumni, come join us for this next song, and then you can return to your seats for the final song, which challenges us to be strong and courageous.
God so loved the world, he gave his son to die, but the plan is hidden until we tell them why. Somebody else will go, while the world that's dying urgently needs to know. If we will lovingly compel, we'll storm the very gates of hell.
You
to do before the night, so we'll go into the world, take his love into the world. He is calling you and me into the world. How will they hear that there's a God who loves them? How can the blind regain their sight? How can the lost find hope unless we tell them we are to be as salt and light? Look to the fields, you'll see the harvest ready. Servants of God, we must obey. All of the world will know the Father loves them if we will only point the way. Go into the world, take his love into the world. The time is right, the fields are white. There's work to do before the night, so we'll go into the world, take his love into the world. He is calling you and me.
He is calling you and me.
Yes, he is calling you and me into the world. Yes, we'll are white. There's work to do before the night, so we'll go into the world, take his love into the world.
He is calling you and me.
He is calling you and me.
Yes, he is calling you and me into the world. Seek him, he will be found by him.
hope that your spirit was stirred to follow the Lord with that strength, and to be strong and courageous in Him as we serve Him and as we take the message of the wonderful gospel that we've given out to the world, to the various places where we've been planted, where God's put us. Remember, as we endeavor to be strong, remember where the strength comes from. Because if we're going to go out there and we're going to try to be strong of our own strength, it's going to fail. It's going to be serving only ourselves. We might get a little bit of a reward here and now by people looking at us and saying, wow, look at him. But it's when the strength comes from God, and especially when it's given, when the sacrifices are given in secret, when nobody sees, that we lay up treasure in heaven, that the reward is great. And it's in a strength, yes, but it's in his strength, and it's in a strength of humility. And I hope that your heart and your spirit were drawn to serve God with everything that he's given you, to be strong and courageous in humility. Thank you, young people, for singing. It's been a delightful time worshiping together here. And thank you all for coming out and joining us. After the service this evening, there's going to be a snack downstairs. So you may feel free to stick around and fellowship, continue to fellowship, and encourage each other in the Lord. And eat a little food while you're at it. Course members do this. Of course, the snack is primarily with you in mind, but I think there should be plenty for everyone with the is the idea. I'll ask you at this time to stand. We'll have a word of prayer. And then we'll just sing one verse. I'll lead you in a verse of song then after we pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the salvation that's in you. Thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus, that you shed on the cross to take away our sins. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the gospel message that you've given, that you've put in our hearts, your truth, your love. Lord, give us your love for those we come in contact with, for the people we know, and maybe for the people you're calling us to go to serve, maybe even to a faraway place. Lord, may your love drive us. May your strength fill us. Lord, may the word be true in our hearts, that your strength is made perfect in weakness, that your strength is shown to be the wonderful, glorious perfection that it is through our weaknesses. And Lord, may you receive all the honor and the glory, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Let's just sing a verse of what a day that will be.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day. Save me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
God bless you, and you are dismissed.